This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige.
My life is like a ball fan with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet.
Rocks! Let's see if she agrees with me. Folks, it's the birthday girl. It's my mama, Mary.
Happy birthday.
Should be.
Mama?
Hey, baby.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Baby. It's the first time I'm saying that to you, because Fat Boy called you to get you on hold here.
Yeah. Well, see, I didn't even say it first because I wanted you to do it.
Oh, sweetie, thank you.
I don't want to take it.
Well, do you feel any older?
No.
That's good.
Not yet.
Oh, yep.
Got to find out about midday, which for you would be about 4 p.m. I'm just messing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about something that is very intriguing to me, Mother. I was going to do a fun little thing here where I was going to alert you to things that maybe happened the year that you were born, or to see if you even realized or whatever. But before even that, I found this, and I don't know if you know this or not, because this is a big mystery. The year that, and we won't say the year, because I know, you know, you don't want to say your age, unless you want to say your age.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I said 29. So.
What year?
No, the
not
age.
Not 1929. My goodness.
I meant the age.
Lord.
Oh, boy.
No.
That's my fault.
No, he said 29 years old is what he was guessing.
That's close a bit.
Well, I mean, if she was born... God, I can't believe you're so... I mean, heck. Hey, listen to me, heck.
I know.
It's your birthday. I mean, it's your... How old do you... if you want to say it, you say it. I thought this is a trick. It's a test to see if I'll say it. And then, like, Matthew, why'd you say it? How old are you today, Mother?
How old am I?
Yes, ma'am.
73.
Hey. Happy birthday.
It's almost a big
happy
one.
Happy birthday.
Almost. Shoot. Yep. Anything past 70 is a good one.
It's very true.
It's a big one. Heck yeah. I mean, we had a nice Christmas. It didn't snow, but then again, aren't you glad it didn't?
Yeah.
Because that would screw up everything.
It wasn't supposed to snow today.
Well, no, but like maybe Friday. Maybe some of the snow.
Over the weekend.
She's about to have a nice birthday dinner.
I don't want the power to go off.
No. We've had enough of that stuff.
Oh, Mary, tell me about the comforter set that you got for Matthew.
Oh, Paige.
I want to know. What color is it?
He didn't get a whole set. He just got a comforter.
A comforter.
He, I told him to order it, and I'd pay for it, and he just got a green comforter.
It's not just the green. I tell Paige it is made of some chenille. I don't know what it is. Captain and
probably
chenille?
Some kind of polyester.
Oh, it's so.
It's a dark green. It's pretty.
It's so soft, and you probably won't like me saying this, but I slept naked in it the other night, Mom, and it was so soft.
It
was so soft. I loved it.
Look what I did.
I would have got a Cheetos Snuggie, so that's a good pick.
What?
You see them at Walmart, the Cheetos Snuggie.
Oh, my God.
That's what I would have picked.
Do they smell like Cheetos?
God, I hope so. They would after I wore it.
You get a out of memory. Oh, man.
It might snow this weekend, right?
I mean, that's what I was saying, Friday. But then again, we get all worked up about that, and, you know. Half of us want it to happen.
I still hope the power doesn't go off. That's problems when the power goes off. My oxygen goes off.
Well, yes. But, I mean, we have backups. I mean, she has backups.
Have the big tanks, but I still don't like it.
She's got, like, the big tanks where, like, I'm glad we don't have any, like, cousins or whatever that, like, huff stuff. I feel like they'd be in there trying to hit her oxygen. You understand?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, okay. I thought she had the machine. Where it's just
she
got
does,
the...
but when she's okay. Like on the go, she has this this cool little backpack.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah, but when the oxygen goes off, my machine goes off, I have to pull out the big tank.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. You have the tank, so there's, like, you will live through that. I mean, there's, you know. Now, for those tanks, if we run out of those, but I've got an underground bunker full of them. Okay. I have no food, but we got oxygen tanks.
We know
there.
A guy who knows tanks.
Yes. Yes, we do. We know a guy who's actually doing something similar to that, the opposite way. So here's what I was saying, Mom. So you've already announced you're 73. So quick math on that would say, who can get it first? She's 73. What year is she born? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Who's going to get it? Is it Paige or is it Fatboy?
Oh,
is it the guy who's in college for 19 years or the girl who's got 4 college degrees?
I'll get it for shooting.
It's 2025. She was born in 1952.
Look. I was at 55. I had to take off the 3. 52.
Boom! Fat boy wins.
Had to go
well,
on the
you
fingers.
Said it, Matthew.
Oh, I didn't?
I was too busy
yes,
counting.
Yes, you did.
Well, either way, they didn't even realize that I'd even said the answer.
I really
you
didn't.
You said 52.
Oh, okay.
I was counting on my fingers like a dummy.
I was just watching you count.
He was sitting there doing spirit fingers. I'm like, he's calculating.
I kept going backwards every 10 years. I'm like...
So, Mama, when I Googled the 1952, the year you were born, the first thing it says on Wikipedia is that it's a leap year.
It's a leap year?
Yeah. The 1952 is a leap year.
I didn't know that. Well, I'm not this old.
I mean, for real.
Wait a minute, though. Does that get... But when
a leap year starting on Tuesday is any year with 366 days that begins on a Tuesday.
But is that every other year?
That's
no, that's never 4 years. It's a leap year.
It's like the Olympics. Yeah, or like a presidential. What is with the fours on that?
So she had a birthday every 4 years, I guess.
So, yeah. So, like, now who can do the quick math? 70. How old are you? 73 divided by 4.
Yeah.
It's 24.
I was close when I said 29, so.
24.
20? No, that's not right.
24 would be 72.
That's 3. We're dividing it by 4. You're not 96.
No. Well,
18.
Ain't nobody told me nothing about it.
Well, is Wikipedia lying?
Yeah.
Is this, I mean, for real, a Wikipedia / 1952 is a leap year. How about that?
Huh.
So what is her sign?
She don't believe in that.
Oh, okay.
Capricorn.
Oh, that's a good one.
Why?
It just sounds. Isn't there
like with that though, Mom? I've told the story for years ago about how when we'd go to the Pizza Hut, you know, with the set down Pac Man over there in Berea, and that they'd have those scrolls that had the you'd put a quarter in or whatever, and you'd get your horoscope out, and you vehemently would not let me buy those.
I don't even remember going to Pizza Hut.
What? The Cedar Lane Road?
Well, I might have gone.
That's where all my T-Bay. T-Bay.
73, remember? I can't remember everything.
You know, listen, she remembers. Don't sell yourself short, Mother. We had this conversation the other night over at Brenda's house about how you remember. Even the young kids were saying, wow, you remembered my birthday when my mom didn't. I'm not going to mention names, but that was a real conversation at a family member's home. My mom remembered before the kid's mother did. Yeah.
Do you know as a Capricorn, your lucky color is gray?
Gray.
Yeah, and it says your lucky number is 4.
Oh.
Huh.
I've always thought of my number being 7, but that was because that's the number I was born on.
Oh, the 7th. Oh, well, that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mine's also 7.
That's a real popular in European culture.
What?
Like, that's a lucky number, 7. Any combination of 7.
Well, lucky 7, I think. But, like, when I played baseball, I was number 7. And then when I played football, I was 77. So I guess that was.
Yeah, 7s are lucky.
And plus, that's like a, sign of Christ is 777?
Is it?
That's completion.
Completion, yeah. Okay.
I knew she'd knew.
Yeah.
You'd come here with a half a fact.
What is 888? It's toll free. Did you like that one, Mom?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I didn't get a out of you.
The symbol's a sea goat. It's a goat with a fish tail.
Oh, we don't believe in this.
Goat with a fish tail.
Yeah, that's what the Capricorn sign is.
My gosh.
It's weird looking.
Who knew?
Oh, I know it was a goat head, but I didn't know what the answer
Oh,
was.
Lord. The go head, that's not good.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because that's a sign of old Baphomet, the devil.
Well, not all of them are.
Goat head, but when you say specifically goat head, that means, right? I don't know.
We got to write this down because we mentioned something the other day about the Bible that we were going to ask.
Oh, I can tell you exactly what it was.
Oh, you remember?
But she won't like it. It's fine. Mom, it's nothing sacrilege. It's just... I will briefly say it, and then you'll be like, thank you, baby, for not mentioning it all the way. Remember the thing about the intermingling of tribes and the emissions of donkeys? I know. It's best. It was something that, taken out of context, but sounds very graphic in terms.
Well, I don't want to hear it.
I know. That's why I was being nice.
I didn't either, but
it's biblical. I read the whole Bible verse on the radio, and... people are like, wow, that's really in there. It was like, you know, remember there were giants in those days and also dudes hung like donkeys. Yeah, I know. All right. I love you with all my heart. I truly do. You know that. And we will be doing lunch here. And whenever you, I know it's not your lunchtime, but we're just celebrating breakfast with you right now, probably. Okay. But you know what I'm saying? I will call you after the show and we'll do lunch and all that. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you, Paige. Thank you, Fat Boy.
See, oh, I think it's the first time she's ever called you Fat Boy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun...
Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Love it.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now, I also don't want... Wait a minute. I also don't want that in this segment either.
Oh, no, no. I got a lot of help yesterday from people that were texting in.
Do you want to back sell for those that maybe missed it?
Yeah. So my dad passed away Friday. I got the call, and then I had to decide what was going to happen. You know, the doctor calls, he passed away. Well, the first doctor call was, you're the next of kin. What do we do? If we can't revive him again, I said, use your best judgment. He calls me an hour later. He had passed. Oh. Another hour later, the hospital calls with arrangements. Say, what do you want to do? Can't keep him. Got to take him somewhere. She gave me a recommendation. Everybody was nice. Then, they take him to the funeral home. The funeral home calls and says, look, the cheapest cremation, what we do, probably about $1,500.
And also, definitely mention the fact that you guys were absolutely not close, and because of various reasons, and also,
there was no
your son who's 20 had never even met him.
And no
you guys
relationship.
Lived in the same county.
Really? Oh yeah. My gosh.
None. There was no relationship at all. So I hadn't talked to my dad in a couple of weeks. When I got the call that he was in the hospital, I got it from my mom first that they were calling her, which I don't know how they got with her, but
Big Mama.
Then it trickled down to me. So that's kind of where we were at the funeral home. I was supposed to meet him yesterday, and they wanted the $1,500 to cremate him. Look, great people. I get it. You got to make money. It's a business. They were nice about the whole situation. They asked about, sorry for my loss first, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
I reached out to, I had heard the coroner's office might, in some counties, might offer some kind of process of like a cremation if you sign the body over. So I reached out. They said, we don't do that here, but we could put you in contact with somebody who can help you out. So they got me in touch with the fine people at the Anatomy Foundation, and I filled out a donor packet. So that's the route I went. I'm going to donate his body. They're like,
see, I think that should be is equally important to, it's like that third option you don't really think about, I suppose, other than being put in the ground, being cremated, or, what?
Yeah.
If it's down the road.
Well, I didn't want to get my hopes up because.
Sure.
When he was asking me the questions, how did he pass away and did he have any other afflictions? I'm like, oh, they're not going to take him because he had a stroke. Half of his body was paralyzed and he's only got half of a bird finger on his left hand. I was like, they ain't going to take him. What are they going to do with him?
And also, if you didn't hear this segment yesterday, it was in hour 4 of yesterday's podcast. And I highly encourage you to listen to it just to give you more backstory on the relationship and why it seems Fat Boy is so nonchalant about this.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to say nonchalant, but.
Well, I kind of am, but that's kind of what it turned
into. I don't want to speak for you concerning things like that.
That's what it kind of turned into, the relationship. So.
Mm.
That's all wrapped up, and the process was quick. If you look at from Friday till about yesterday at about lunchtime, it was all done as far as,
you seem to be in a much better place today.
Yeah, it's like it's a burden lifted because I was getting bitter if I was going to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
When we weren't even, But luckily, the coroner's office, had those people reach out to me. Great people. They're going to take him. I'll get his ashes in about 8 months. and I'll figure out what to do with them then. But
can I ask this? Is sure. that something where it will be used in research? Or,
yeah.
Or,
from what I understand, they have the bodies, and then they try to match them with whatever programs.
Yeah.
You know, research, and you know, I had to sign stuff saying, you know, tissue samples could be taken, this, that, and the other. I almost filled out the wrong damn one for me.
What?
Oh no!
It was like a self kit. I'm like, oh, I don't want to send. I almost sent in the wrong form, so I had to send in as the donor, not for me.
Oh,
well, that's kind of smart though.
I don't think they would actually like, hey, come here. You sign this. Come here.
I accidentally donated myself almost.
No.
Well, most people do that on their driver's license, so.
Well, I'm a donor, but that doesn't mean that they get my whole body.
Well, you should specify which products you want to release.
Well, it is because I'm sitting here saying, like, I don't have any kind of definite. I'm leaning on, like, what is it called when you get burned up real bad at the end? Cremation.
Cremation.
I'm leaning toward that just because of my own. And I have to certainly bring my daughter in on this, too. Like, how do you want it? Because with my father, I feel no closeness to that grave at all.
Yeah.
We changed the flowers out. And, like, honestly speaking, that's the piece for my mother to have there.
We're running out of room anyway to bury people.
So, and I, you know.
So expensive.
And, you know, down the road, three generations from now, isn't going to care. So it's going to be one of them old decrepit looking ones. And
they won't really. They won't really. I mean, you're right. Three generations
is the cutoff. Yeah, I can't even tell you where my great grandpa's even buried.
I don't even know. Yeah. Well, actually,
Why would you know where my great grandpa's buried?
Well, that's a good point.
Uh-huh.
I got a shout out to the people Mountain View Funeral Home in Pickens. They're great people. They were nice to me the whole way.
First funeral home shout out we've ever done.
I know.
Wow.
They were great throughout the whole process. But
see if they want to come on as a, what do we call them now? Partner. Here we go.
He's donated now, man. I had to sign.
I think that's wonderful.
Waivers?
That's actually, I mean, hell.
Now you're doing something good. Maybe you can cure something.
Yeah.
Is it bad to say I'm glad I'm not on the hook for $1,500?
No. Because that was, and I'll say this for you, and correct me if I'm wrong, after years of animosity and pain for you as his son, it was further pain of that. Yeah. Even one at the end. So yeah. And it's also kind of makes you realize, like, yeah, that third option again is to, like, donate. What is this body without your soul? I mean, it's nothing. So
I even asked him, like, the death benefit, would you guys get that? That's fine. He's like, you only get it if you're a minor kid or a spouse. That's the only death benefit you get.
Huh.
Not everybody gets it just when you die.
Wow.
So that's interesting.
In 2004 at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week
to look
outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. That his huge bushy beard or the true location of Area 51. It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
That's where it all started for me. I was literally going to work here at the radio station when I lived in Easley, and I go outside and I heard this humming sound, and not the kind that you want to hear.
The womp womps.
It sounded like one of the Transformers from the, not the great cartoon series.
Can't call them that anymore.
The one with the, you know, for power. It sounded like one was just buzzing. And I look up, and then I see it wasn't a spaceship. It was like, it looked like a silver cigar just floating in the air. And it was the most real thing I ever saw.
Can I tell you something?
It was you.
I think you saw another one the other day.
I love stargazing, and I took a picture the other night. I sent it to Looper as well. And I'm like, what do you think is going on in this picture right here?
Let me take a look and see.
These, I mean, I got a 16, and you know, it's not like a page. I'll zoom in on this picture right here, and then we're gonna get to our guest before they take her again. You can see I was trying to take a picture of the moon. Look, see how pretty the moon was?
How beautiful.
But then when you go up. What is that?
Yeah, what the hell is it?
It's like
It looks like a jellyfish flying
it's
in there.
It's like a uterus.
Gross.
Jesus.
You are so warmed up right now.
I am not. But look, like I was
days.
Pointing down. Look at that.
She's a loose
cannon.
Well,
if it's pointed up that way, then it looks like
a diamond ring.
The kind they sell with a suction cup.
You got to put that out on Soch.
Because there's, what's the point now? Because you already are a conspiracy theorist, all of it's tainted from this point on. Or this day and age with AI. That's why word of mouth, meaning real storytelling from real human beings, is essential on our path to figuring this out.
It really is, if you can trust it.
Joining us right now, as we said, she listens to us up in North Carolina. It's Lisa. Hey, Lisa. I'd not say your last name. I promise you should not say your last name.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Thanks. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes. We thought that they'd gotten you again there because we couldn't get you, but I think there was something off with one of the numbers. Okay, so we've kind of laid out already in that first segment your situation about, I guess it was this past summer. Is that the best?
Yeah, I mean, there's more to the story.
Okay.
So it started with this growth of some kind that was under my skin, on my back, between my shoulder blades.
Uh-huh.
And see, I had been sick for a few weeks, and maybe it was that, you know, the government, you know, COVID-19, COVID-2020, COVID-25,
Project,
you know, whatever.
25, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Or the good old flu. It could be the
or
good
just
old flu.
The flu.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, I was just sick. And, you know, nevertheless, I got this small nodule or, like, tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I thought maybe it was because I was laying down so much because I was so sick. And it really started to bug me. And, you know, it hurt my neck. And, you know, I got a firmer pillow. I did everything I could have. But then I went down the internet and WebMD rabbit hole, and everybody convinced me it was something more serious, high stakes, like, yeah, you know, the C word.
Uh-oh.
So
Paige hates that word.
Yeah, says she does.
Yeah.
Well, the disease C word.
Oh, the disease C word.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's even worse.
Oh, that's, gosh, yes.
Not like if you call her one, you're going to see one, but the disease.
Paige, if someone called you cancer, would that offend you?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'd be cancerous, and that's
not
a bad.
Yeah, that's not good.
Right.
We don't want this. So,
yes,
you know, the stress from all this worry, I mean, really caused me to have bad headaches. I finally go to the doctor, and even the doctor was a bit weirded out by it. But
why weirded out by just
well, because she said that.
Ooh, lady doctor.
It was a lady doctor. Yeah, yeah, they do exist.
I love it. Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. you know what? There are female lawyers, too, just so you know.
Whoa.
No way.
And female disc jockeys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, not even.
What?
Is there a Rhonda Inario out there
them?
That we don't know about? That's crazy.
But my doctor, she said she could move it around with her fingers, and she says usually fatty tumors won't usually move, and so she was concerned enough to order tests. And a couple days later, my doctor, she puts on my digital medical chart that while it did seem very odd that it didn't show signs of the C, of the cancer,
good,
and that I should just use this prescription cream on it to relieve the swelling,
yeah,
and to even use an ice pack on it, and nothing helped. So this bump was getting a lot worse. And I even had a hard time sitting up in a chair. It was just really crazy. I had to get a follow-up appointment with my doctor, but it wasn't for another 11 days. And on the 10th day, basically, the night before, I know this, you know, I've told a few people this. They think, oh, okay, what's going on? But this is a true story. So on the 10th day, I was abducted by aliens, and I was whisked up to the sky to their craft.
Well, did you see yourself? Like, did you feel the floating, or did you see
Okay. Oh, yes. No, I mean, there's a little bit more to it.
Okay.
But I remember floating up extremely fast, And I was not getting sick by it or anything. It was just very, you know, it was quick, and you know, there was purpose to it. Yeah. I remember these 3-foot shadows before I got taken up. They were in my bedroom, and see, I live alone, and I remember them being lifted up. I was on this their home base, or whatever it was, and there were 7 of them. And it's everything you do hear. It is true. Big heads, big eyes. And you know, all very dark. All, you know, it's like they all, their eyes had no white, and they're does that make sense? Like their eyes were dark, and they almost look like camera lenses on an iPhone. And they had hands like ET, and their skin was like an elephant.
Good God.
And they didn't talk, but one of them was holding my hand, and she was communicating with me, and it was a female.
How would you know that it's a female?
That's a great question.
Well, because my telepathic voice is female, and I could just tell. And so all I could remember was really after this hearing a fairly loud buzzing sound and what it seems like for a long time. But yet there was something I just trusted this. It just seemed all right. Anyway, you know, very long story short, of course, it seemed like I just had a wild dream in the morning when I woke up. Anyway, I wake up, the next day, and guess what?
It's gone.
The bump and nodule was completely gone. No marks were showing the removal.
Wow.
Nothing. And I told the doctor, of course, I just said, I have this dream. And anyway, the doctor seemed to very quickly said, like, sometimes bumps like this just come and go because of the change of diet or changes in temperature, seasons changing.
Not but that
I
quick.
Know.
No.
I know. I know what happened.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in?
Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And I, you know, I told the doctor, of course, I just said, oh, I have this dream. And anyway, the doctor seems to very quickly said, like, sometimes bumps like this just come and go because of the change of diet or changes in temperature, you know, seasons changing.
Not
but
that
I
quick.
Know.
No.
I know.
No.
I know what happened. And so I heard that kid that was on your show, yeah. you know, who said that they died a couple of times and saw heaven. I think it was three times. And, you know, the fact that that guy had the gumption to call in and share this inspired me to do the same. I mean, I'm telling you, I told the doc it was one thing, but it was not a dream. It was not a dream. And I would love to see what you all think. And, well. But I mean, I was up there. And they were good creatures. I can't even call them creatures. They weren't creatures. They were of.
Not of this world.
Yes. Yeah. How did you know? Like, yeah.
Well,
God, it'd be looking.
The first thing that I think of when you talk about a bump was there and then it's gone is.
Yeah.
Was it? Did you ever have a dream or a situation like this before? Because I'm wondering, were you? And I'm not patronizing or making fun, but I wonder, did they implant something in you and then have to take it out?
That's what they're known for.
Because women now can get breast implants and they don't have the scars there. They go through the belly button.
They go up through the butt sometimes.
Oh.
No, because I would know if I was taken up there first to home base.
Yeah, that would stick out.
And then know that it was the end, you know, obviously, and it came on while I was sick.
Right.
And that it just, you know, I was up there once, and actually, to be honest with you all,
yeah,
I wouldn't mind going back right now.
Good.
Wow.
God, could you tell if their technology was more advanced, or do you even remember any of that?
I mean, it was a little bit more advanced, and they were, you know, they're very smart. They know. So, you know,
something you said right there is just weirded me out, but I totally got what you meant. You said,
"Thanks."
You said the one being was holding your hand and thinking to you, "Hey, you know," almost in a consoling way. But you said
nurturing.
You could hear a female voice, but they all look the same.
But you didn't have any pain afterwards.
Right. I mean,
wow.
Non-binary. I mean, not to get too woke, but like, you know, it was just they were one. Like, but there were seven of them. But it no female, no male. But I know this was a female voice.
Hmm.
And this one particular, person thing that was holding my hand, I like, you know, it had a nurturing quality, and so and a more you know, a more female identifying voice.
Yeah.
I might have missed this, you might have said it, but do you feel like the whole process was minutes, or did it feel like hours that you were up there? It was a short amount of time.
I mean, it was a little bit more stretched out than that, because, you know, I remember seeing them in my bedroom. And then I know I was floating, and so I think I was up there for a few hours.
See, that's what
it wasn't like. It wasn't zip zap zop.
That's what I wonder about. You know, and again, I'm somebody who believes there's something. I don't know what. I don't even know how to put that into words. But when you know you were sick, so I'm like, was it a fever dream? But then also the other question is, if you are on a spaceship in the sky, and I'm you know the kind of show we do, like I'm asking questions, but it sounds like I'm trying to pull the rug out from underneath you. But if you're laying on a hospital type bed,
mm-hmm.
How do you realize that you're in a spaceship? In other words, if you just wake up in a bed, just because you see
that's a good question.
Aliens, could you see clouds outside the windows?
There were seven of them. It was, I mean, I knew it was also like gravitationally, even though I was laying down, I could feel.
God.
It's sort of when you know you're in an airplane, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I knew we were like hovering. And like I said, I knew I was floating up. And yet I wasn't panicked. It wasn't like, oh, I'm dying and I'm going to heaven.
I know. Right. That's the thing when they talk about like, you know, fly, like the Michael from, he's talking about, you know, lifting up in the air. I'm like, God, I would get so sick. But you're like, that. None of that mattered at that point.
It felt okay.
And how you knew that it was a female, but you don't know what kind of language it is.
I've never heard
and
that.
How would you know what they were speaking? Because you, when you hear aliens, you think it's kind of like a computer.
Right. And
I am from another country.
No, but that's the thing. Tonally, there was this nurturing quality, and that I was in good hands.
She's like,
I guess.
Take me to your leader.
Just communicating. Lisa, it's gonna be okay, girl. Just take a deep breath. It's gonna be fine.
Plus, but with
yet,
do you go to church anywhere? I'm doing the voice of my mom, obviously, as an alien nurse.
Plus, with the guy who called in who passed away, I think it was Christopher. He saw
It was Michael.
He saw his out of body experience.
Yeah,
she didn't get that.
She wasn't dead though.
Yeah. So that's a little more credible to kind of what happened.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I didn't see, I wasn't above myself looking and seeing this frame. It was, I was in this, and it was stark. I could see how people might interpret this, that I was maybe feeling like I was in a hospital room because it was bright and.
Do you see the Prisma logo anywhere? I'm kidding.
Pardon?
Yeah. You know, I was making a medical
joke. I'm just impressed that they took it out and you didn't feel anything, though.
It's all gone. There's no bump. I have no pain. My neck doesn't hurt. And I have my energy back.
I mean, God forbid, there's no way this bump can have moved anywhere else.
Well, it's impossible.
She said the one thing, the doctor said that, you know, usually they won't move around, and that one would move around her finger.
Yes, that's true, but it's not what they were fearing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, which is great. Like, truly, it's great. The other thing that really, like, pierced the veil for me, great band, was that you talked about their eyes looking like, I turned my iPhone over and I'm looking at the lenses on here and I'm like, holy crap! Like, what are eyes? I mean, like, but yet it's a camera. I mean, it's like a lens.
But there was something. But their eyes had. You know, when you look at the lens, you're looking at a lens, glass thing.
Damn.
But you looked in their eyes.
Yeah.
And there was soul to them.
Oh.
And they might not use their whole eyes, you know, it's just big. They don't mean they can see with the whole thing.
It's like an alien head on top of your head.
Oh, it was a big head.
Well,
and like I said,
a big head.
It was a very real head, I'm telling you.
And I want to say this for you also, for people that are texting in. You're not selling a book. We're not even saying your full name. You're not, there's no reason for you to, you're not trying to get people to sign up on your website or nothing. There's none of that.
No.
Wow, man.
No, I'm not pitching anything. Yeah. This isn't hoaxy. Go to my, you know, social media. Not like that. Yeah. No, I'm not trying to get likes because it's the opposite. When I kind of can pick up now who to tell and who not because, you know, I don't want the funny men in white coats to come get me and, you know, put me in the cuckoo house. Mm. So I'm pretty... I kind of curate who to tell, but you guys seemed a safe bet.
We're cool.
Well, yeah. I'm fascinated if you just unwillingly and unbeknownst to you have found a way to cure cancer.
No, she didn't. They didn't say it was. It was just whatever it was. That's why I think it was an implant that was already there. Maybe she didn't remember that, and they had to get it out. You give me the heebie-jeebies. Can I say that in 2025?
Just did.
Okay, well.
You can.
You
your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.